The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network and is sponsored by me and my company, D. Joseph Design, over at djosephdesign.com, where you can get website design, presentation design, web hosting, cover art for your podcast, all sorts of cool things. Like I like to say, you have a message that deserves to look great. So make your next message look or sound great by hiring me to design it for you. Check out my portfolio over at djosephdesign.com. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by Companies Who Care. Find one today, if you dare. And by GoToMeeting, which apparently is a company that cares. It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 57. Old men wearing Euro thongs. In honor of Back to the Future's recent 20th or 25th or whatever anniversary, I had to play The Power of Love. Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle. I'm your host, Daniel Lewis, but primarily known to you guys as The Ramen Noodle. And this is the podcast, seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. And Jeremy isn't here. A little bit more about that later. But filling Jeremy's shoes is our friend joining us via Skype, John Wilkerson. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, and I'm feeling it.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The power of love, that is.
Can't you feel it?
I can feel it.
Oh, I can feel it. Yeah, now you come from thewiredhomeschool.com, and your blog is jesusgeek.info, and also compassion365.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And you've been a faithful listener and even an inspiration to me when I started podcasting. You were one of the first podcasters I listened to, certainly the first Christian podcaster I listened to. And it's it's funny to now have you on my show after all of these years. And of course, we've heard your voice, though, because you've called into voicemails and you have other podcasts and stuff. But it's great to have you.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, that's right. That's what everyone says. It's good to be here. That's how the standard script goes, apparently.
Yeah, see, I'm here and you're there. That's why it's good to be here and not there.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jeremy is on vacation, if you know what I mean. And he's gone. And so he's not here or there. He's somewhere out there beneath the pale moonlight having a jolly old time, I guess. I hope.
Hopefully. Did he head out west?
I can't remember where he went.
He's just my co-host. All I know is he took off somewhere and left me hanging.
All I care is that he shows up on time and he has his coffee. He's a whole lot more fun when he's that way. Well, I care about a couple other things too, but those are the primary things. Oh boy. But you know what? Before we get into this podcast, I want to tell you something else that we care about, and that is how well businesses are run. And there are many ways that businesses can be run, and a primary way to run a business well or host things well is by collaborating with people. Because if you're doing one thing and your coworkers or colleagues are doing something completely different, and you're not collaborating, you're not communicating at all, you could have chaos, especially if you're working in different offices and different time zones. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. It's an easy solution so that your whole team can attend a meeting online no matter where they are. You just host a meeting, either schedule it early or host it on the fly, and anyone with a computer and an internet connection or an iPad and an internet connection can join the meeting from wherever they are. Whoever's leading the meeting can show their desktop or PowerPoint presentation to everyone else in the meeting. Instantly collaborate in documents in real time and work more efficiently than if you're just on a conference call. I've used GoToMeeting before and I plan to use it again, and it is very easy and has some slick features. Our listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. That's more than a month of unlimited online meetings for free. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the try it free button, and use promo code podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com, click the try it free button, and use promo code podcast. Thank you, Citrix, for your support and helping us pay the bills.
And thank you for supporting the internet.
Yes. The internet needs you. Like the internet needs everybody. So now it's
you know, funny thing about wait yeah, for yeah, you. A funny yeah. thing about Citrix. When you know, I started probably almost 2 years ago, I used to have Citrix. I started doing Citrix ads on my podcast, The Jesus Geek, which is gone. And none of the podcasts I listened to, except for on the Twit network and on tech podcasts, actually had advertisements in them. And now just about every podcast I listen to has Citrix ads, and it's driving me up the wall.
Well, so you're the start of it, John.
I know I started it all. It's my fault. I'm reaping what I sowed.
But you know what it is time for now? It's time to change the internet with this. This is yeah. Someone once said in the chat room, "Can you not do the bum 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 at the end?" And I had to tell them that that's actually in the recording. I don't do that every time. That's in the recording. <He's> like, oh, okay. Oh boy. So funny stuff that has happened over the past weekend or week or so. It was Thanksgiving. And John, what's happened with you recently this last week that you'd like to share?
Oh, this last week. Well, most of my kids were sick over Thanksgiving, so we didn't get to go anywhere or have any kind of funny stories from being with my wife's family who lives near us. And it's probably a good thing because we would have ended up with about 50 people at the house. And we would have been stepping all over each other. But you know, that obviously gave me a little time to think about putting up the Christmas lights. And so I go downstairs and I pull out about 10 strings of Christmas lights and I'm plugging them in and one doesn't work and I'm plugging them in and another doesn't work and this one doesn't work and this one. And I finally get it to where like three strings are working. So I'm down from 10 last year to three this year. It'll probably go across the front of the house and that's about it. Get outside. I'm stringing them up. It's cold. It's windy. And I get them done and I plug them in and one of the stinking strings of lights is half out. Now it worked inside, but when I took it outside, it didn't work. So I don't know. It's, you know, these lights they're so I ended up going to Home Depot and buying like more sets for $2 of strings.
So did you do that thing? It really bugs me when I see this around here is people like run the string of lights up the trunk of a tree and then just this almost complete circle around just the bottom of the tree.
No, mine are just on the house.
Oh, okay. On the house.
And they're on the house. Yeah. So I go around, I go along the roof line and then I got a string over the door and I have a double garage door. So I run them along there and then I've got another window in front that I run them around. So
yeah, Christmas lights used to be big ordeal for parents.
Yeah, and in about 2 weeks, we'll have an ice storm, and they'll all fall off the roof.
But they'll look so pretty falling down.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you get for living in the Northeast.
I've got this great idea for a way to be the envy of your neighbors, and that is to decorate your house for Christmas in summertime. When it's nice and warm, don't turn on anything yet, but just decorate it. That way, when all of your neighbors are out there in the shivering cold hanging up their Christmas lights, you can just flip a switch and all of yours are instantly on and they'll just be like, oh, that the ramen noodle. Or if you do it, John, they could say, oh, that John, he's a genius.
Actually, we make fun of people who leave their Christmas lights up all year long. So,
oh, this last week for me, being Thanksgiving, it was the first major holiday for my wife and I, because we got married just a few months ago. And this, what we're doing now is the whole thing of we spend such and such holiday with this family this year and the next holiday with the next family next year, it, you know, the back and forth kind of thing in the short term. And we are going, we went to my wife's family out down in the South in South Carolina, where it was nice and warmer down there than here in the Cincinnati area, and certainly warmer than it is up there, John. And we found your Christmas lights down there. No.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'll send them to you.
We're looking for those.
We had this little thing going between my in-laws and me, or my brother-in-law, and then my brother outlaw is what I kind of imagine him to be, because he's my wife's brother-in-law. So I guess that would make him my brother outlaw. But we have this thing going that we're doing as similar to what you're doing, John, No Shave November.
Okay.
But we started a little bit earlier because, as I've shared before in the podcast, I'm in a Christmas play and I'm Joseph in the play. So I decided earlier on to let my hair start growing, and I let them know so that they wouldn't think I had an unfair advantage. So we started, it was about 6 weeks of growth by Thanksgiving time. So we were all anticipating getting together and comparing each other's mustaches and beards and such. My brother-in-law copped out and he shaved everything except just his mustache, which is barely there. He was too embarrassed to keep the hair, the little bits of hair on the other spot. He says that he can't grow hair, but he looked very much, and you kind of do too, John. Both of you kind of look alike a little bit. Is both of you with the mustache remind me a little bit of one of the twins from Ocean's 11. It's,
Yeah,
you know who I'm talking about. The guy
I know that, you're talking about.
Yeah, kind of nasally voice. You guys don't sound like him. Yeah, that guy with the little mustache there. That's what you reminded me of. And for my then brother outlaw, he shaved the mustache part and just went kind of with the Amish beard. And he shaved the neck part, the neared, as some people call it, neck beard, and was giving me a hard time for not shaving mine. But then a lot of the family were commenting on my little hurricanes that I have on either sides of my neck. Casey Affleck. Yeah, that's the name of the guy. Someone mentioned that in the chat room. Casey Affleck. Well, on the sides of my face, and if you're here in the live stream, I'm going to move my face close to the camera and see if people can see this. I have these little tornado things on the side of my face. And it's where all of the hair just twirls around. And it became an interesting thing that different members of the family were trying to stick their fingers in the middle of this little tornado I have going on my face. It's embarrassing, but my wife says that she likes it. But I think it looks kind of weird. And they're in different places on either side of my face, and they turn different ways. So it's not like I have a pattern. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I noticed you got the neck beard going on there.
Yeah. Yeah, I just figure if I'm going to be Joseph, Joseph probably didn't shave his neck beard. So I might not shave my neck beard until after I play Joseph and then let my hair grow out even more and see how it works out for me.
I think I would have gone with a fake beard and just went with that.
Well, after I've been growing this beard for 7 weeks, they did say, well, we were thinking of just getting a fake beard for you instead. But now they're like, well, that's dedication. We'll probably let you go with that for real. Speaking of for real.
And now it's time for the weekly noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
Now I wonder who may have recorded that for you.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I wonder. I'd had someone else record something that was similar, but I liked what you said better. So that's why I went with your, or with someone else's voice. Whoever that person is, we're not really sure, are we?
I don't know. I don't know who that could be. Maybe it was John Steinklaub, or I hear he's good with voices.
Yeah, that's it. Actually, he's going to, he's probably going to be on the show soon as a guest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, filling in for Jeremy.
I think he and I should do a podcast together and really confuse each confuse the audience and only talk in weird voices and just call each other John, and nobody will be able to figure out who's saying what. And to add insult to injury.
Yes. That's,
we would play it backwards.
Play it backwards?
Yeah. Then they really wouldn't be able to tell who was talking.
Ooh, yeah. And, or you could play yourself backward, memorize what you sound like played backwards, and then speak that way. Speak it backwards to people. And then
you know who did that for a video? Who? Are you familiar with Rhett and Link?
Yes.
They actually did that. They recorded themselves speaking backwards and played it, and then reversed the video so that when they were, yeah, it's really weird. You just got to check. They have a video. It involves pillows and stuff and backwards.
We'll include jumping. That in the show notes. Actually, some friends of mine did something similar, but they did Happy Birthday. They sung Happy Birthday backwards so that when it was reversed, it actually sounds right, but they're singing it backwards. Really crazy. But anyway, the weekly noodleism. Have you heard the phrase add insult to injury?
Yeah. It's kind of like when I'm doing my Rubik's Cube and there's one little corner that I can't get and it and then I throw it at the wall and it bounces back and hits me in the head.
Yeah. And then it's still not fixed. The corner is still there. Actually, I pull out the pieces of the Rubik's Cube to solve it.
Cheater!
Well, I used to do it that way. Now I solve it for real. It just takes a whole lot longer time. But the phrase add insult to injury, a lot of people use this. It's supposed to mean when someone is already injured, well, whatever it means. Here's the way that I tend to think of it when people say add insult to injury, is that you've injured someone, like physically, you've beat them down, you've stabbed them, whatever. And after you've stabbed them, then you decide to start insulting them, and you start insulting their mom and their family and their kids and their hairstyle while they're there writhing on the floor in pain. You just start insulting them. Shouldn't it be the other way around, though? Shouldn't you insult them first and then injure them?
I don't know.
So that's my assignment to you people, is insult people first, because it's kind of backwards if you say that's adding insult to injury. If no one's injured, then you've got it all wrong. If no one's injured, then I'm not necessarily condoning violence, but maybe you should consider evening the odds if no one is injured and you're adding an insult to it. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. So try next time insulting a person before you physically injure them, instead of physically injuring them and then insulting them. I think that's
okay.
That's a good progression for.
I'll give it a try. I'll say, "Hey, you Rubik's Cube, you're stupid," and then I'll throw it on the floor and it'll break into a million pieces.
And then you can just put those pieces back together and bingo, you've got the Rubik's Cube solved.
There you go.
It works for everything. Or most things, anyway. Hey, speaking of working for most things, we got some feedback.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello.
Ring, ring. You have a bad connection.
We got some stories from some different people. In some of these came back to us a little bit too late, but here is a story that I want to share from Ian in Indiana. He says, "Hey, Ramen Noodle, this is Ian from Indiana. I'm a big fan and I have a big fan." He's not just a regular fan, but he's one of those big fans with the really big blades. Just "I'm a big fan, and I have a funny story that I would like to share. All names have been changed to protect the innocent." It's in all caps, so I assume he's yelling. And it's a different font, too. It's
wow.
Arial Black, whereas the rest of his email is in Comic Sans, which means
he put a lot of effort into that.
Yes, and it's very official, too. He must be a CEO if he used Comic Sans and Arial Black in the same email.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he says, just kidding. So about the, I guess, the names change part. So there's this girl I like named Jenna, but that's not what the story is about. Then why do you tell us? So I was hanging out in PE/gym and she's dribbling a basketball or something. And I say probably hitting on her or something, and she throws the ball at me. I catch it, but she threw it really hard, so it jammed my thumb. Anyway, it hurt for a while. That night, I decided to pull a prank on her and wrap my thumb in gauze. I think he meant gauze, yeah. But it's spelled G-A-W-S.
This sounds like a middle school drama story. Yeah. That night, I decided to pull a prank on her and wrap my hand in gauze.
I can't do it nearly as good as James Kinison from NLCast can do it. I will try. In honor of James, I will try to do this in middle school drama voice. That night, I decide to pull a prank on her and wrap my thumbs in gauze.
Okay, you can stop.
Yeah, that didn't work well. And tell her that she broke it or something. The next day, in first period, I put the gauze on my thumb and tell her that I got it x-rayed. And the doctor said it was broken. For a minute, I think she believed me, but she didn't really have any sympathy anyway. A few minutes later, I said, just kidding, it's not broken. We were then married right on the spot. No, I can't remember what? She said. I added that in. It seemed like a happy story, you know. It's not broken. Oh, darling, Ian, I love you. Let's get married.
Boy, let me tell you, you pull a prank on my daughter, we're going to have a wedding here. A shotgun wedding, boy.
That's the way we do it in Indiana. He continues, I can't remember what she said. I was so enamored with her eyes. But I was saying stuff like, man, that was a good prank. I mean, you've got to admit, that was good. I had you for a minute there. I was really proud of myself. Then she says, Ian, your fly's unzipped. Thanks for the laughs, Ian. Oh, that's embarrassing. To be acting all macho and then suddenly realize, oops.
Oopsie.
Yeah, thanks, Ian, for that email. And anyone else who wants to send in feedback or funny stories or comments or complain or whatever can send those to feedback@noodle.mx or call into 859-353-4332. Or leave a comment on the show notes over at theramennoodle.com/57. So now comes the moment we've all been waiting for. John, our featured guest.
Speaking of flies being unzipped, I have a story about that.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
I just wait around for that button. I'm so eager to press it. Sometimes I worry I press it too early. It's like this one day I had breakfast and no way.
You should carry that around with you. You know, have it ready. And then when someone says something.
No way. I'll say that in business meetings. It'll be like, this quarter, we underperformed our previous quarters. No way. Oh, what happened?
And in order to make up for the loss in funds, we're going to fire you, Daniel.
No way. Oh, crap. Okay, John, so you've got the featured story. Tell us this story.
The year was 1984.
Oh, no way. Sorry, I'm just kidding with you.
That's okay. That's fine. And I was living in Germany at the time. And my seventh grade class went on, no, my sixth grade class went on a ski trip to Austria. So we had we were just skiing it up over there in the Alps and really enjoying it. Everyone was having a good time. And I'd just come in from a nice, long, hard day of skiing and was taking a shower. And at the time, I like to sing in the shower. So I'm singing in the shower. Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Love You. I'm singing and singing and singing. And the next thing I hear one of my roommates say, sing it again. So I sang it again. And I stopped. And then he said, sing it again. And so I sang it again and I stopped. And then I was done with my shower. So I'm getting out with a towel wrapped around my waist. And you know how hotel rooms are, because for some reason they put the bathroom door right by the door to come in to the room.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I come out and you know that hotel towels aren't exactly the largest towels in the whole world.
They don't quite wrap all the way around.
No. And me thinking that it was just one of my roommates in there come out with towel wrapped around my waist to find about a dozen people standing outside of my room, including girls who had been listening to me sing. And that was when I decided to become a nudist. No, actually, it wasn't. But yeah, so there I was singing Stevie Wonder in the shower, coming out with a towel wrapped around my waist. Fortunately, my business was all covered up.
You have different names for that from other podcasts, don't you?
Chonk. Yeah.
Is that when some girl decided to come up and kick you in the jong?
No, that wasn't until I moved to the States. Oh.
I see a man in a towel and I just have to kick him in the jong.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, that's my story. And I'm sticking to it. Although I'd rather not stick to it.
Aren't you so glad stuff like that doesn't happen to you today?
Well, see, if it happened to me today, it probably wouldn't bother me as much, to be honest with you.
Well, here's the problem, though. If it happened today, it would be on YouTube in 5 minutes.
Well, that is true. It would be on YouTube. The only caveat I would make is that, you know, whatever money was made from the millions of page views, you know, and the ads that were run was shared with me. That would be the only caveat that I would have to have with that. So
all proceeds go toward buying John a larger towel.
Yes, absolutely. Bathrobe.
Yeah. I have this pet peeve about bathrooms, and that is when people go, and this Sergeant Packet apparently has some of the same opinions because he's shared these too in previous episodes, is when someone goes to the restroom, I don't like to hear what's going on in there. And so that's one of the reasons why I think the vent is there in the first place. It's not only to help remove some of the odors that are being created in that room, but also to help muffle any noises going on in there. And which is a kind of rough, because in a bathroom, like you, or in a hotel, like you say, all of the bathrooms are right by the door. So it's kind of funny, sort of, not really, but to be walking down the hallway. Now, the hotel rooms are thankfully a bit more soundproof, but you can always hear toilets flushing as you walk down the hall. And it's like, oh yeah, room 215 just flushed.
You can hear more than toilets flushing in some beds, in some hotel rooms.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, like saying, loud music. And
yeah, and, you know, lady coming down the hall with the cart, you know, to clean the rooms and housekeeping.
Go away. Have you ever had an incident happen, though, where the towel accidentally fell off and, like, you were around others?
No, can't say that I have.
Not good.
Can't say that I have.
See, you were homeschooled, so you never got the joys of group showers, did you?
No joy. No, I do.
Everyone's like looking at their feet, you know.
I do remember a while back we went to this amusement park in the greater Cincinnati area, Kings Island, or maybe it was Kings Island. And there's this water park attached to it. And I got my shocking introduction to how men feel about changing in men's rooms. And it was so scary to go into this restroom knowing that I need to change from my clothes to swim trunks. And I go into this locker room and it's just one gigantic room. And here are all of these old guys changing all in the same room. It's like, help.
Hey, it's your girl voice.
At that time, probably. I screamed, ran out. No, not quite the screaming, but I just suddenly thought, I suddenly need to go to the bathroom. I think I'll wait for a stall and use that instead of being in here. And the memory is so vivid that I can still remember it to this day and just thinking, I don't think there was a single person under the age of 60 in that room.
Well, having grown up in Germany, the Germans don't have quite as many inhibitions as we do here in the United States. In fact, the local swimming pool, which was a kind of an indoor-outdoor thing, they had a nude night.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. We stayed away, fortunately. So we stayed away from the nude nights. But they, you know, love to advertise the naked swimming night in the swimming pool. Not with pictures, fortunately, but they just say, hey, come and swim naked with everyone else.
That means there's absolutely no filter for, you know, what people tend to accidentally do in the pool.
Yeah, and 60-year-old guys in Euro thongs.
I don't know what's worse. 60-year-old guys in the thongs or in nothing. Oh, my brain hurts.
Sorry. I'll send you some brain bleach.
Yeah. And duct tape, too, to help stick together anything that accidentally melted in the process. Oh, do you still sing in the shower?
No, I do not.
Oh, that's not where you call and leave all of your voicemails for us?
No, I usually call from the toilet. Actually, that's not true. I don't. I'm just trying to make you laugh because this is a comedy podcast. So,
just don't flush while you're on the phone with us, because then it's, oh, now I know what's going to happen. Your next voicemail, you're going to intentionally do by a toilet.
No, I generally call from the car.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I can hear that car in the background. One of our previous guests, Wayne Henderson, he was in episode, I don't know, somewhere back in the past, once called in a voicemail and he was just getting into his car. And then he took that moment to exclaim something about his car, like, it's 350 horsepower. And you can hear it go vroom. And it's like, yeah, my little Honda Accord has, I don't know how many horsepower, 2, 5.
We won't talk about my Saturn. But hey, I paid $2,700 for it, and I've put almost 100,000 miles on it, so.
Maybe your Saturn and my wife's dead Saturn could get together, and maybe your Saturn could encourage my wife's Saturn to be resurrected.
No.
Oh, bummer.
No. No, I don't let my car get around other cars that are in the process of dying. It might rub off.
Bad company corrupts good cars.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad company corrupts good compression.
Oh, boy. Well, I've been sick lately and still recovering from that a little bit. And
it's the neck beard.
Yeah. The hairs are like growing inside and they're tickling my throat. And all this mucus is collecting in my throat and all of this stuff. So I can't sing in the shower anymore. But I think hanging out with Sergeant Packett over Thanksgiving, I think I gave him the cold as well. So he's not able to make it tonight to whip some sense into us. Yeah.
So he's still going to be doing Bachelor Boot Camp, huh?
I think so, because he probably has a lot more things. In fact, he does have a lot more things to tell bachelors. And I'm waiting to hear his romantic story at some point, because we know that he has a son. We learned that at Father's Day. And a couple episodes ago, we learned something about, he said, his first wife. Which makes us wonder, what's the backstory there? And what Sergeant Packett was actually married, and how did he get married, and what kind of woman would marry Sergeant Packett, and all of these all of these things, these questions that must be answered.
I would think that Sergeant Packett's son would have actually been a military experiment and would actually be a clone of Sergeant Packett personally. And his wife, first wife, well, he might be talking about his gun.
This is Sasha. Oh boy. Well, we've had some fun here. And John, where can people find you on the internet?
Well, there's a couple places. If you're on Twitter, you can look me up, J-W-I-L-K-E-R-S, J Wilkers. And if you want to visit my blog, it's JesusGeek.info. Used to be a podcast. It's not anymore. I decided to just turn it into a blog. And if you want to listen to me run my mouth every week, you can head over to TheWiredHomeschool.com, where I talk about using technology with your homeschool while you're homeschooling. And we are winding up Compassion 365 for the year, where we have been releasing a podcast every day all year long, and it has been in support of Compassion International. So check it out over at compassion365.com. And there's another little incidental podcast that I do that's called Survivor in 60 Seconds, that is kind of a 60-second recap of Survivor. If you're a Survivor fan and you want to listen to it, that's cool. Really nothing. It's just that. It's a 60-second recap. And it's sometimes very hard to get to recap Survivor in 60 seconds.
Isn't that the show where they're trying to get off the island and like they keep having flashbacks and the flashbacks prevent them from getting off the island?
No, that would be Gilligan's Island.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I knew it was some show like that.
You know, because they're lost.
Yeah.
They got lost and they're stuck on the island.
Yeah, that's right. The whole three-hour tour and three flashbacks an hour and everything like that. Okay, yeah, that all makes sense now. And everyone, check out those websites that John mentioned. Those will be in the show notes, as well as the little video that we mentioned. And also, remember to follow us on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter.com/TheRamenNoodle. And email your questions or stories or everything to feedback@noodle.mx. Call in to 859-353-4332. Next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you're not the only one. Oh, and by the way, thanks for nominating us for the podcast awards. Unfortunately, we didn't make it. But that's okay. Because you know what we've got? We've got the power of love.
The power of love. That's right. Can you feel it?
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
Don't need no credit card.
P.S. Thank you very much for subscribing to the Noodle Mix newsletter. Three winners were chosen. You probably didn't expect three posters would be given out, but I chose three winners because we have three podcasts in the Noodle Mix network, and that is Sarah, Simeon, and Larry all won Tron Legacy posters, and those are being shipped to them very soon. Also, real quick, check us out on Stitcher.com. We're now listed. All three of our podcasts are listed on Stitcher. For more information on that, check out noodle.mx/Stitcher. Stitcher. And thank you for supporting our community. And if you're not subscribed to the newsletter, then go subscribe, because there still are more giveaways in the future and more exciting stuff coming.